Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, the story that I spoke about yesterday that I found very concerning is that a London coroner has ruled that a 14-year-old girl in 2017 death from suicide has resulted from harmful social media posts. So the ruling came on Friday at the conclusion of an inquest, or a judicial hearing rather, into Molly Russell's death 5 years ago. And according to the Molly Rose Foundation, established that in the 14-year-old's memory, it is to prevent suicide amongst young people under the age of 25. The coroner said in the Northern District of Greater London said her death was an act of self-harm while suffering from depression and the negative effects of online content. And that's quite significant because this is the first time that we are seeing real recognition of this. Megan Harrington, founder of Safe School. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks. How are you doing?
I am well, thanks. So this story is, in my mind, fairly significant because we seem to be having absolute recognition about the dangers of social media.
Agreed, yes. It is actually the first ruling of its kind, the first one to place actual blame on the theft of a social media platform, as opposed to just correlating social media and death. So in this case, they've actually said that Molly's death was as a result of suicide directly linked to harmful posts on a platform.
And the link is there, which of course creates an understanding unequivocally that social media can do real damage.
It's absolutely not just anecdotal. And we've known this for a while, but the only legal implications that have really been placed on social media postings have been attached to the individuals who have posted them themselves. So we think more about sort of cyberbullying and those sorts of incidences where legal liability has attached to perpetrators, but nothing has been done to regulate the social media platforms themselves. So this is a step in the right direction.
What kind of regulation would be helpful?
You know, we would hope for something where the social media platforms are obliged to remove content that would particularly be harmful for children. In this instance, it was Pinterest and Twitter postings which encouraged self-harm and assisted children in looking into ways to commit suicide. And the sites are hosting them, and there should be regulation forcing them to remove such types of content, or at least not allowing children of a certain age to view them.
Right. And has there been any response? Have the social media sites actually taken this up at all?
No, not that we've seen thus far. It seems to have been quite quiet. I think that there are some workings going on in the background, but because this is the first ruling of its kind and it's a pretty new ruling, and also we must bear in mind that it came from a coroner's ruling, so it's not actually attaching actual monetary liability to any specific platform. It doesn't have actual effect. So whilst it's helpful, it is only really a kind of step towards regulations perhaps being passed to assist in regulating these types of things.
What can parents look out for?
It's such a difficult thing to look out for, but our advice is generally you need to have sight of whatever's going on in your kids' phones. They cannot have their own environment on their phone. They need to be policed as much as they would be at any other place. For instance, you wouldn't leave your child with a parent that you did not know overnight. By the same token, you wouldn't let them into this world that is completely unpoliced without regulating it and watching it yourself.
It's really very simply about courageous parenting. We sometimes think it's just so much easier to go the less maybe confrontational route, but we need to be courageous in how we look after our kids.
You know, your kids have a stranger in their homes, or millions of strangers in their homes, in their hands, when they access their cell phones every single day. So you have to be ever more vigilant all the time.
Absolutely right. Megan Harrington, founder of Safe Schools. It's 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.